Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Oscar nominations are out. Joker leads the way with 11.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
The nine nominees for Best Picture are Joker, Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite.
WCBS film critic and host of the Lion's Den feature, Jeffrey Lyons, is joining us on our newsline. Jeffrey, what do you make of that Best Picture list?
Well, Michael and Steve, it's too many. I miss the days when they were just five. But my favorite film of the year was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I'm glad to see that it's right up there. And I think it's going to be the winner, and if it doesn't, it should be 1917. We're going to go through each category as the weeks progress. But there were some surprises. Joker, I found a very depressing movie. I think he's given the most powerful performance of the year. But it's odd. Parasite is in this category, and it's in the newly renamed international category. That makes no sense to me. Give another film a chance. Shouldn't, what if it wins both? I mean, that's odd. But there really were not many surprises in this category. Jojo Rabbit, I know as many people who didn't find it funny as did. I, for one, didn't care for The Irishman. I thought it was pretentiously long, but it's a Netflix movie which played a couple of weeks in the theater to qualify. So the industry is changing little by little. The only surprise that I really found was Ford versus Ferrari. None of its stars really were nominated, but it still had a following. But it really was a notch below the others, I felt. There are other films. There's always films of quality that are overlooked, and this year was no exception.
Jeffrey, maybe 30 seconds left. There's always somebody being snubbed in an acting category and directing. Do you see any snubs this year?
Yes, Greta Gerwig. It's an all-male category, and she was great. I'm not the intended audience for Little Women, and I found her interpretation fresh and interesting and vivacious, and she's just one of the great young filmmakers. Bruce Dern for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood as Old Man Spawn, and John Lithgow as Roger Ailes in Bombshell was just knocked me off the screen. Those are the three that I find most egregious in their omissions, but you can't please everybody. Maybe even Adam Sandler, too, for Uncut Gems.
Jeffrey, always good to hear from you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
WCBS film critic Jeffrey Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.